This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of Republican U.S. senators are in Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly told reporters at the G7 meeting that huge stockpiles of Ukrainian grain are stuck inside Ukrainian warehouses, unable to be distributed because of the war.
We need to make sure that these cereals are sent to the world. If not, millions of people will be facing famine, particularly in the Middle East and Africa.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has said Russia is aware and responsible for the issue. Russia is preparing the ground for new crises to deliberately weaken international cohesion against Russia's war. The G7 nations also called on China not to help Russia, including by undermining international sanctions or justifying Moscow's actions in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin told his Finnish counterpart Sauli Niinistö on Saturday that Finland scrapping its military neutrality would be a mistake. This according to the Kremlin. The Kremlin said in a statement, Putin stressed that the end of the traditional policy of military neutrality would be a mistake since there is no threat to Finland's security. The statement was put out ahead of Helsinki's expected announcement of its NATO membership bid on Sunday. Turkey is not closing the door on Sweden and Finland joining NATO. That's from a spokesman for Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday. On Friday, Erdogan told reporters he did not have a favorable opinion of the two countries joining the security alliance. From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in the United States say a gunman opened fire with a rifle at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, and that officials investigating it are investigating it as a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. Law enforcement officials say 10 people were killed in the shooting Saturday afternoon, and three others were wounded before the suspect was arrested. Authorities say 11 of the victims were black and two were white. The shooting happened in a predominantly black neighborhood a few miles north of downtown Buffalo. Authorities identified the suspect as the resident of a community about 400 kilometers southeast of Buffalo. They believe he may have been streaming the shooting through a camera affixed to his helmet. Two separate shootings outside a Milwaukee Bucks home game on Friday night sent basketball fans running for their lives. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The sound of gunfire captured by Jake O'Kane, who'd been at the game and was outside afterwards. He said he heard more than 40 shots. Police say no one was killed, but scores were injured and had to go to the hospital. Thousands who could not get tickets to Game 6 of the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals had gathered adjacent to the Deer District to watch the Bucks lose to the Celtics. The second shooting happened a few hours after the first one. Police say they took several people into custody. I'm Julie Walker.
Sri Lanka on Saturday named the first ministers of a unity government tasked with rescuing the country from its crippling economic crisis, but which has failed to secure opposition support. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, appointed on Thursday, has attempted to put together a cross-party coalition that can begin mending the island nation's decimated finances, but opposition parties have called his leadership illegitimate, and some lawmakers have demanded fresh elections. Iraqi authorities have exhumed the remains of 15 people from a mass grave believed to hold dozens more, likely killed under dictator Saddam Hussein. This according to an official on Saturday. The mass grave was first discovered in April near the southern city of Najaf during work to build a residential compound. It's believed to date back to the 1990s when Saddam unleashed a deadly campaign against members of the majority Shiite Muslim community in southern Iraq that left nearly 100,000 people dead. Once again, our top story, U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of Republican senators are in Ukraine's capital, where they have met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.